So good to have each and every one of you here at Oasis this morning. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we all welcome you today. If this is your first time here at Oasis, if you just raise your hand so our ushers can get you a card, let's give my hand clap of welcome. Thank you for coming. Just invite each and every one of you to just join in for what God has for you today. Amen. Because God is here. He's here, amen, and he is here to minister to you and to speak just to you today. So be ready to hear this morning, amen?
Amen.
And I'll turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Well, I'm going to speak a blessing. Is this on? Glory to God. I've only been doing this 25 years, so I'm kind of a novice at cutting these things on or not.
It's not like lighting up. You want a different one? Can I give him a different one up here?
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
All right. I want to speak a blessing over you from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. Now, I want to speak just a few words. You are blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. Your job is blessed. Your bank account is blessed. Now I want you to look at your neighbor, and instead of doing neighbor looking time, I want you to look at your neighbor, and I want you to prophesy or bless your neighbor with these words. Say, I prophesy.
I prophesy,
or I declare,
the favor of God
comes on you,
in a greater measure,
than ever before.
I declare over you,
today,
the peace of God,
I declare
that the peace of God
surrounds you today.
I declare
that you go out in peace,
and that you return home in peace,
and that nothing,
and no one,
will steal your peace today.
I declare
that God's peace
keeps your heart
and mine
today.
I declare
peace be still
to anything
trying to steal your peace today.
I declare
peace
over your mind today.
I declare
peace
over your circumstances today.
I declare
the peace of God
is on you.
Great peace.
The peace of God.
Floods your soul today.
I say.
Peace.
Be still.
In Jesus' name.
Over you.
Today.
I want to read one more thing. The same scripture we started in the beginning, but I want to go all the way down to verse number 27. I have never seen this before. May the Lord bless you and protect you. This is New Living. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Now get this. This is verse 27. Never heard it with it before. Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them.
Yeah. Mm.
So when we receive a blessing from somebody, God gets involved in that blessing. When we speak the blessing over our children, God says, you blessed them, now I'll bless them.
That's
you
right.
Spoke the blessing over them. Now I'll speak the blessing over them.
Amen.
I'll perform my blessing just because you received my blessing into your life. And you spoke my blessing over your offspring or over your job or over your family or over anything concerning your life. You spoke the blessing and I'll confirm the blessing. I myself will bless them.
Praise
That's
God.
What God said.
Praise God. Glory Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now I'd like to encourage you. Pastor Sharon's got the pastor anointing. She is co-pastor. We co-pastor this church. Matter of fact, she's pastor in the church, and I'm in the non-pastoring zone right this second. I'm
in the today.
Recovery zone today.
Today.
But right now, I'm telling you, receive from the pastor's anointing. I'm telling you, she's got the word from God for all of us today. If we'll receive it, I mean, God will speak things that she's never even thought of, never crossed her mind, never studied. God will draw it out as you're asking God to, as you're making a drawing on the pastor's anointing. I'm telling you, greater flow will come out. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. She's done the preparation of praying, Lord God. She prays in the Spirit like nothing you've ever seen. She studies like nothing you've ever seen. I assure you, God will speak to you through the pastoral anointing today if you'll receive it. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you today. And I just want to say happy Father's Day to all you men. Let's give them a hand clap this morning. Amen. Praise God. God is awesome in this place today, isn't He? Amen. He is a mighty God, and He has a mighty word just for you. And he'll speak to you exactly what you need to hear today. Does anybody in here need to hear from God?
Yes.
Amen. We all need to hear from God, don't we?
Yes,
we do. Amen. And the title of my message this morning is Fine-Tune Your Hearing. Amen. We all need to fine-tune our hearing, don't we?
Yes.
Praise God. We've been talking about hearing the voice of God. And I'm going to kind of go in that direction again some today. And Mark 4:9, we talked about last week, Mark 4:9, that Jesus said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And now Jesus wasn't talking about our physical ears. He was talking about our spiritual ears, amen? To hear what His voice is saying. Be in tune to Him, amen? So we want to fine-tune our hearing spiritually. And most of the time, the Lord will speak to us in our spirit, down on the inside of us, to our spirit man. He'll speak to us most of the time, not all the time. He can speak to us in any number of ways. But most of the time, He will speak to us down in our spirit. So we want to fine-tune our hearing, amen? We want to be able to hear what God is speaking down on the inside of us, amen? Because our natural thoughts, our natural human thoughts, are contrary to God's way of thinking and God's way of doing things. And that's why that the Bible says to renew our mind with the Word of God. We have to reprogram our minds from the way that the world, or the way we thought when we were in the world, and we have to reprogram our minds to the ways that we had when we were in the world, to God's ways, amen, to God's way of thinking and God's way of doing things, praise God. So reprogramming our mind with the Word of God. And turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." So we need to renew our way of thinking, amen, because God thinks differently than we do. And God does things differently than we do. So, you know, so many times we are trying to do work things out in our natural thinking and our natural human thinking, but God says, "I've got a better plan. I've got a better way. I've got a higher way of doing things. I've got a bigger way of thinking." Amen. So we are to be just like little children. Just yield ourselves to the Spirit of God and fine-tune our hearing to what He is saying about every situation in our life. He cares and is concerned about everything that concerns us. Amen. So remember that most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, God speaks to us through our spirit. So believe what you hear in your spirit and not only what you see, feel, or hear with your natural senses. Amen. Because most of the time, what you hear in your spirit will be contrary to what you are to what is going on in the natural. Amen. You'll get on board in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. This is really not deep. It's really not. I promise you, I'm not a deep person. Okay? But you might be going through a battle or a battle of sickness in your body. And all your senses are telling you that you're never going to get better, that you're never going to get well. That's what our senses will tell us. But when we listen, when we fine-tune our hearing, when we listen to the Spirit of God, we will hear the voice of God saying something contrary to what we are feeling, seeing, or hearing. Amen? So you'll hear the voice of God down on the inside of you saying, you're healed, you're healthy, you're strong, you're whole. But my body doesn't feel that way, but I'm going to say what God says about me. See, I'm not going to say what the enemy says. I'm not going to say what my body says. I'm going to say what God is saying in His Word. See, I'm renewing my thinking, amen, to the Word of God. I'm renewing my mind to the Word of God. I'm renewing my ways to how God's ways are. See, I'm going, God overrides our natural man. Amen. Because God is a supernatural God. Hallelujah. So when something comes against me, I go to my supernatural God and I say, God, what do you say about this? Amen. What do you say about it? And so I go to the Word and I go to the Lord and I'm waiting to hear on the inside of me, what does He say about it? And He always has He brings His Word up. He speaks to us what His Word says, because the Word of God is God speaking to us. Amen? So you'll hear Him speak contrary to what your natural man would say. Amen. You might be going through a financial struggle right now. Doesn't look good. Amen? The checking account don't look good. But God can override a checking account. He can provide in ways that we haven't even thought of. Amen. Listen to your spirit man. Amen. With your spiritual ears. Listen with your spiritual ears and you'll hear God say something contrary to what it looks like in the natural. God will say, I will provide all your needs. Amen. Hallelujah. And He'll say, I am your helper and I will prosper you. Hallelujah. Look beyond your circumstances. Amen. Look to God in every circumstance and every area of your life. Amen. Don't just settle for what they say. Don't just settle for what it looks like. Go to God. Hallelujah. That, you know, He wants us to have that relationship. Well, we go to Him first. See, most of the time we'll do everything else, and then we say, maybe I need to pray. Well, has it come to that? Amen? Train yourself to go to Him first and fine-tune your hearing to the Spirit on the inside of you. Amen. God is speaking, but are we listening? Are we hearing? Amen. Are we even trying? Well, God gave me common sense. I know what I need to do in this situation. Oh, really? How many times have you gone by your common sense and got in a mess? We've got to go back to God. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Always have to go back to God. Maybe you feel weak spiritually today. Your spirit is saying something contrary to what your feelings are saying. Amen. The Spirit of God, I'm sorry. Your spirit is saying you're strong. The Spirit is saying you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? Your Spirit is saying you are an overcomer. You are victorious. Override what your natural man is saying with the Word of God. Override what is going on in the natural with what the voice of the Holy Spirit is saying to you on the inside. Amen. Now, the situation in your life might look big. It might look huge. As I like to say, humongous. You know, big and huge is really big, but humongous just is really out there. This situation I'm going through is humongous. Uh-huh. But God is bigger than your situation. I don't care how big it is. God is bigger. Amen. Hallelujah. He's saying you are more than a conqueror. Glory to God. You are victorious. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. God has victory in store for you. He has restoration in store for you. Whatever situation you might be going through, amen, God overrides it. Hallelujah. When we look to Him, did it happen today? Maybe not, but it can happen tomorrow. Amen. God is going to move in your situation when you're looking to Him, because we put Him on the spot. Yes. Amen. And God ain't going, we can't make God look bad. Amen. He's going to move on your behalf. He has healing in store for you. He has increase in store for you. Are you ready for some increase? Yes. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love increase. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has peace for you. Are you going through a situation today that you're unsteady with? That you're nervous on the inside about? Well, God, give them peace, amen. God, give me peace today. Move in my life and move in my heart and my mind to where I have peace that passes all understanding. See, we in our natural understanding, we should be a nervous wreck. We should have already had a nervous breakdown. But God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Now and God has opened doors for you that no man can shut. Hallelujah. He has greater for you. God has provision for you. He is about to move in provision on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. He has blessings in store for you. Blessings that you've not even thought of before. Glory to God. He has favor in store for you. Amen. Greater favor. He has breakthrough in store for you. He has abundance in store for you. He is a God of abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. He has freedom in store for you. Amen. Maybe we sang about the chains this morning. Break every chain. God is a chain breaker. Hallelujah. He has freedom for you. The devil will try to tell you, no, this is, I've had this addiction or this problem, this issue all my life. I can't get free. No, you can't. But I know the one who can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who we are looking to. That is the one that's going to break every chain. He has the power. He has the ability. It's His will. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we are in a season of shift. We have been teaching about that for a few weeks. And we are already in the shift. It has already begun. See, we're not waiting for the shift. It's already here. Hallelujah. The shift is already here. We're not waiting on it. Glory to God. You know, I know that you have all probably experienced some great things from God. God's done something awesome for you. I know everybody in here could give a testimony about the goodness of God in your life, how He has moved. But I believe in this season of shift, Amen. That you are going to experience greater things than you've ever experienced before. Hallelujah. He's the great God, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's the great God, Jehovah. Glory to God. He does great things. And I know in this shift that Oasis Christian Center is going to experience greater things than it has ever experienced before. We already see the shift's already taking place, amen. We're getting our water system into the church, glory to God. And we'll be in our new sanctuary this year. Everybody say, this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The shift is bringing to you today the marvels and wonders, amen, and manifestations of the greatness of your God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now the Lord spoke that prophecy to Jerry Savelle, that this year God's plan for the church is marvels and wonders and extraordinary manifestations of the greatness of your God. That's God's plan for you today. That's God's plan for Oasis Christian Center. Amen. And so the shift has already begun. It's already taken place. And so the wonders, amen, and the marvels and the manifestations of the greatness of our God, hallelujah, are here. He's just waiting for us to step into it. Amen. We're lining ourselves up. We are fine-tuning our spiritual ears to hear what God is saying. What is He saying to you today? Hallelujah. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54 and verse 2. Says, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Enlarge the place of thine tent. Now the NIV says, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Now it sounds to me like God has got some great things in store for His people. Some great things in store for His church. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to stay where we are. He wants us to enlarge. He wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to hold back. Amen. Don't hold back any longer. Take the restraints off, amen? Believe for greater than where you are right now. Believe for greater than your present circumstances. Well, my circumstances are pretty pitiful right now, Pastor Sharon. That's okay. We've got a God that is bigger than your circumstances, amen? And we've got a God that has a plan, hallelujah, of escape for you, and He has a plan for greater for you. Everybody say greater.
Greater.
Don't hold back. Enlarge your belief in God's ability and His will to do great things in your life. Enlarge, amen. Enlarge your belief that God can and that God will. Glory to God. That's where so many people trip themselves up. And the enemy is right there to encourage you getting tripped up.
Right, right.
We'll say, I know God can, but will He? It is His will, amen? If it's His word, it is His will. And that settles it, doesn't it? That settles it. God wants to amaze you with His goodness. He wants to amaze you with His ability and what His will do for you, amen? He wants to amaze you with His blessings and with His goodness. He wants to give you the desire of your heart. He wants to meet that need in your life. He wants to take you beyond where you're at right now, amen? Make room for increase. Make room in your mind for increase. Make room in your heart for increase.
Yeah.
Amen. Start believing for greater.
Yeah.
Everybody say greater.
Greater.
Amen.
Amen.
So God doesn't want us to stay where we are right now. He wants us to have bigger and better. He wants to give us greater. He wants to give us bigger. Amen. He wants to give us better than where we are right now. Hebrews 10 and 36 in the NIV says, you need to persevere. We might not like that word, but we need to persevere, amen? So that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Hallelujah. Do you want to receive what God has promised you in His Word today? Do you want to receive what God has spoken on the inside of you, on your in your spirit, man? Amen. Persevere. Persevere. Amen. Because we'll have resistance in anything that God has promised us. We will have resistance. But we have to hold fast, amen, until we see the manifestation of that promise come to us. Hold fast until you see it. Hold fast. You've already got it. It's already yours. But hold fast till you see the manifestation. Amen. We need to stretch our believing this morning. Stretch your believing in God's ability. And stretch your believing in His will for your life. If He said it in His Word, you're His child, it's for you.
Yeah.
It is for you. The enemy will try to tell you every day of your life, God has promised that, but He'll always throw that but in there, amen, so that you'll think, well, I can't receive it. It can't be for me. It's for those that are way up there spiritually. Just for this one or that one, you know, He'll bring somebody to your mind, you know, and it's just for them because they're so perfect and so they are just so anointed and they're just so close to God. You have got the same Holy Spirit they have. You've got the same salvation they have. You've got the same promises of God that they have. So I want to encourage you this morning, stretch your believing this morning. Stretch it. Amen. We haven't even scratched the surface of what God's ability and will is for our lives.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I want to encourage you this morning. Stretch your believing. Whatever the enemy is saying you can't do, believe just the opposite. Why do you think that you're just being bombarded about what you can't do or what you can't have? It's the enemy trying to stop it. See, the only way he can stop it is us. If he can talk us into letting go of it, that's the only way he can win. So when we hold fast, when we stay on it, don't let go. God is a good God, and He'll come through for us, amen? Every time we'll come through victoriously. We are a triumphant church. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.